Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to Cleopatra Memphis Studios, and I'm your girl, Cleopatra Memphis, but you can call me Cleo. And today we're going to be doing our COVID-19 and what it means to the religious community. Right now, we are in the middle of Lent. And if you don't know what Lent is, it is in the Christian community. It celebrates the time when Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. And during this time, we fast and pray and give up certain things in honor of that, in lieu to Easter, or what as some people will call Resurrection Sunday. Depends on what community you're in. But COVID-19 has definitely shocked the religious community, rocked our world this year. And during Lent, we are in the last few days. It lasts from Ash Wednesday, which is February 26th, to April 9th. So we are in the last 2 days of Lent. And I myself am Christian. And in celebrating this, and depriving myself of certain things that I desire or want, I think this is the time to really dig deep for us in the religious community. We may not be able to do the things that we normally do in meeting in our communities together, but we still can be together. And the main thing for us is to pull from the resources that we know to be true, however that may be. But this should be the time where we reach to that other source, because we are not able to depend on our current administration in the presidency. That presidential administration has been not the best, and I'm being nice. But I think this is a great time for us to really dig deep and understand what it truly means to be a person of faith, whether you're in the Jewish community, the Christian community, whatever community you're in. You have to find creative ways, but it all starts with you, that personal relationship that you have with your Creator, which is with God. So if you want to do that, do it in the right way. Meaning, do not meet up in groups of more than 10. Do not do that. Make sure you keep yourself safe so you can be here for your family, so you can be here for yourself. That's one of the most important things that you can do right now, because we need our leaders. Our leaders are dropping like flies because of not following the rules. Some people are only thinking about money. Some people are only thinking about certain things that come with meeting in groups or that vain loyalty, which is not to you as a person that feeds the ego, but should only be to the one you serve. So during this time, please, make sure you're not meeting up in groups, but you are serving your faith as an individual, because we are the reason for all of this. And during this time, please pray for our communities, our society, our government, everything, because this, when you can't do anything about it, there's only one thing you can do, and that's pray about it, because you have no control. And we've seen time and time again where our God, whether you believe or not, will make a way, and it's unexplainable. So that's what's going on during this time. So if you are a Christian, whatever you may be, you can also join into this and just give yourself some time, because people are in quarantine right now, and they are just most likely in some cases being a little lascivious. But if you are devout, this is the time, the last few days for us Christians leading up to Lent from the 8th and the 9th to get on your face, to fast and to pray, to put in that work, and even after Lent to continue to do so, because our healthcare workers, our essential workers, and the rest of the world need our prayers. We need it for each other, and they definitely need it because they're on the front line. So for the religious community, this means being really true to yourself, really true. So I just ask that everyone reach out via phone, via Zoom, via whatever means you have, Facebook, FaceTime, on your phone, and make sure you connect to be able to celebrate our holidays, from Ramadan to Passover, Easter, Lent, whatever it may be for you at this time. Please reach out in the right way to keep yourself alive and to keep others alive, so we can depend on the one that made it all possible in the first place, which is God, our Creator. So thank you for tuning in. And if you ever want to call in, please do at 563-999-3596. That's 563-999-3596 to call in for action, for lights, camera, and action. So anytime, feel free to do so. We'll be listening for your calls, listening for your suggestions via email, and we can definitely join you into the community and make it happen. So until next time, be great.